I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP show. Full show notes for this episode can be found at nz365guy.com/329. Before we chat with today's guest, here's a quick message from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge. I read once that the best way to be successful is to help other people become successful, which is one of the reasons why I provide this program for free. If you want to be mentored in the next 90-Day Mentoring Challenge, please go to nz365guy.com/mentoring, and you can find out some more information and perhaps when the next program will be opening. Otherwise, with that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from India. She works at AIS as a Power Platform team lead. She recently was awarded the MVP award. She leads the Hyderabad Power Apps and Power Automate user groups in India and is a Microsoft Certified Administrator Associate and Docker Certified. Impressive associate. You can find her on Twitter at @Aguala_Ritika. Welcome to the show, Ritika.
Thank you, Mark.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, it was correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, first of all, something that jumps out to me, AIS, isn't that an American company?
Yes, it is. So it's based out in Virginia, but we have a office in Hyderabad also. So I work for the Hyderabad office.
Okay, I didn't realize that because I know like Andrew, do you work alongside Andrew?
Yes, Mark. So I'm in Andrew's stream only.
Okay, and so he's just recently moved to the UK, hasn't he?
Yes, he just
moved. And Lee is also in that team. Is that
right? So, yes, he's the director for the business applications team at AIS. Mm-hmm. And I am like leading the India team here.
Fantastic. So what I've noticed over the last couple of years is a massive growth in folks joining the MVP program from India. Isn't specifically in Microsoft Biz Apps. Are you noticing that as well?
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, the scope of the Microsoft Business Applications is growing, and there are a number of people who are, you know, becoming Microsoft Biz Apps MVP. And I think one of the major reasons is because the technology is, you know, really exciting, and not just to, you know, get the MVP award, but it's really exciting to, you know, work through that also. That's what I think.
So tell me a bit about Hyderabad, as in obviously, you know, on the day we're recording this, this week, India has been, or really for the last 2 weeks, in the news a lot with COVID. How are things going for you?
Things are going, you know, a little bit good for me because I'm not in Hyderabad right now. I moved to Hyderabad because of the, you know, my job and my work. But currently I'm at my hometown. It's Bijnor, Uttar Pradesh. Comparatively, it's like a very small town. So the number of cases here is, you know, less compared to other areas. But I mean, if you take precautions and, you know, you stay at home, then it's better. I mean, in my city itself, I am in lockdown from the past 5 days. So, I mean, the situation here is controlled, but the crisis, if we talk about like overall India, the situation is not very good. There is shortage of oxygen and then the beds are not available. So there are things, but, you know, since I am at my hometown, I am just staying at one place.
Yeah. So what's the feeling that you're getting from your colleagues, your friends, your family about, you know, what's happening with COVID right now? What's the kind of feeling in the country from someone, you know, right where it's all happening? How are you feeling? And just tell us a bit about what it's like living there at the moment.
At the moment, I think it's a little scary because, we're just staying at our home. It's tough to go outside. I mean, we are not even interacting with the people, even our neighbors. We are not, talking to anyone. Yeah. So it's completely, locked down. But I mean, I think that, if we stay at our home, then the situation can be controlled a little bit. So it's scary for me. I mean, last year when COVID started, it was like, it was okay. The situation was still controlled. But this time in the second phase, the situation is really critical. And some of my relatives, I mean, they don't live at my hometown, but my relatives that live far away, they are, corona positive. So there, when we talk to them, it's like, that doesn't feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when this is all over, India is one of these countries that I've never visited yet. And I feel like if I came to India, how long would I need to stay to really get a good experience? I'll bring my family, of course. How long would I need to stay to get a really good experience of India?
So, I mean, there are many cities in India. So, like, whichever part you want to explore, that depends on it. But I think a trip for, 5 to 7 days would be, enough to explore one side, because India is really big and then there is, so many things you can do. And that's not just on the things you can do, but climate-wise also. So based on wherever you want to go, if you want to go to snow, then visiting the northern side is, recommended. But if you are looking for some peaceful areas, and then you can go to South India. So that depends on where you want to go. But for a specific side, I think, 5 to 7 days would be enough.
Yeah, I was thinking if I needed to come for 2 months.
Oh, that's so great. Then you can, visit so many different cities and then explore a lot of places. But I mean, I was thinking more in terms of, a short kind of a vacation, but 2 months is a really good time to,
cover. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And what recommendations when it comes to food should I be eating?
You'll get a different variety of food in India, and it's like it will be a little spicy compared to, you have usually. But then according to different areas and different cities, the food culture is a little different. Like if you come to northern side, then we have different kind of, like, we call it samosa. That's like a famous dish here. So I mean, based on the city, it will be different, but there will be so many food options, and the street food is something that most people prefer.
I like it. So how did you get into IT? What was your journey?
So I graduated from my college 3 years ago. I completed my BTech in computer science with specialization in open source and open standard. Then as part of my college recruitment, I got accepted at AIS. From there, I joined as a software trainee. And after for a training period of 3 months, I was doing testing, application testing using the manual method. But then an opportunity came up for, the business application side. So I tried it as a trial for myself, because that was a new technology at the time. So I tried it, and then I really liked the concept of low code, no code. Being a person from a computer science background, I did know how to code and all. But one thing I really like about, working with business applications is the kind of things you can do in, small amount of time without having to write a single line of code is what really excites me. And that led me to, start working on Microsoft Business Application and Power Platform as a whole. When I started there, then I worked as a, associate on the team. Then as I went up and, grew my skills over the platform, then after some time I became a developer. And finally, last year, I think it was October 2020, I became Power Platform team lead, and then I'm managing the IDC team here at AIS.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. 3 years ago, you were in university. You just finished university 3 years ago?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you got recruited into AIS as part of like a graduate program, was it?
Yes, as a graduate, like a software.
Excellent. So this is what is amazing to me. In 3 years, you've, you know, mastered the Power Platform and some of the apps within it. You've you're leading a team. You've obviously become an MVP. That's impressive. That's a lot of things that you've done in 3 years. You've learned even the Power Platform in that time, because you hadn't touched it before joining AAS.
Yes, never. I mean, I never even heard its name before, you know, I started working on it actually. But the experience was, you know, really good. I mean, I was spending some time on weekends, and I mean, I think I have, like, after working on Power Platform, I have become a nerd, and I am always with my laptop. So I would say that, you know, I'm utilizing all the time I can.
Wow. I tell you, I'm very, very impressed. That's, you know, that's a small timeline for you to have achieved what you've achieved. So well done. Well done.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell me about how you came to be an MVP. What were the steps? What happened? Who nominated you? And how did you hear about the MVP program to start with?
So I heard about this program from Yash Agarwal. So he was a colleague of mine at AIS. So when he got nominated, I got to know from him that, you know, there is a program and that we can, you know, if we work for the community, then this is something Microsoft give us as a, you know, thank you note. So from there, then, I was not targeting for the award directly, but because I was, you know, a person who was not very much familiar with the industry standards and other things. So I took this as a learning for myself, like to improve my interpersonal skills and, you know, my speaking skills and all. So when, so there was like a, you know, D365 Saturday event happened at Hyderabad. So I participated in it as a speaker. So that time it was, you know, mostly for the self-learning and getting to know how you interact with people mostly, because I mean, I never had those experiences before. But when I presented, first of all, my stage fear was, you know, a little bit gone. So there I started. And then what I felt after that event was I really enjoyed sharing it with, sharing my knowledge basically with other people. And it's not like, you know, I'm just talking and, you know, I am sharing, but it was the two-way communication. I got to know a lot more ideas from people, what they think and, you know, what else can be done. But when it started that way, I, you know, started presenting at other events also. And because of COVID, mostly it was, you know, virtual events for me. But when I started participating in all that, I had some, you know, material collected that I wanted to share with the people. So at the same time, I started my blog, which is agarwalritika.com. And there I started to share my learnings. And then eventually, you know, it grew. One person I really want to thank overall, like in my journey, is Julie, because she mentored me and she motivated me at all steps. So whenever I had like a problem, like this is something I'm stuck with, she was always there. So
are you talking about Julie Yak?
Yes, Julie Yak. She nominated.
Isn't she amazing?
Yes, she is very amazing. I mean, I met her just once. So there was a 365 event which happened in Mumbai and she was there also. So that time I met her, but otherwise I've just, you know, had interactions with her over email or calls. But she's the nicest person. I mean.
Yeah. Fantastic. That is so good to see that. That encounter at that event obviously allowed you to create a relationship with her that's that's helped you so much.
Yeah, right. I mean, whenever I go to, I mean, from the past 1.5 years, it's all virtual. But whenever I go to any of these events, it's really exciting for me. I mean, I get to connect to so many peers and I start interacting with the community there. So it's really exciting. I mean, the last one I went to was in Dubai. It was also a 365 Saturday event. And comparatively, the crowd was like from around the world. So that was a whole new experience for me.
Fantastic. Is that where you have on your Twitter profile, the picture in your banner?
Yes.
Was that? Yeah.
That's
fantastic. Nice. So... How long have you been an MVP now? How many months?
6 months.
6 months. Did anything change for you when you became an MVP? Was there anything that you didn't realize or that you learned more about, particularly the MVP program, but has it had any impact on your career?
Yes, it definitely had. I mean, I didn't know that, you know, I liked writing blogs that much. After becoming an MVP, I realized that. But then the things that, you know, come with the MVP award are also really good. Like, I didn't know about the DL programs. So that is something I, really like, that if we have an issue or what are the announcements and everything, that is like a channel to properly, direct your request to Microsoft. So that is something I really liked about after becoming an MVP, of course. And apart from that, because it's all virtual again, so I am connected to a lot number of people on Twitter itself. So there the experience is great. I mean, this was something which was there before even becoming an MVP, but because I can say because of the recent times, Twitter is also a good source, so I'm really liking it.
I like it. What recommendations do you have for folks that are wanting to become an MVP or even, start a career in the Power Platform? What if someone came to you and said, what would you recommend I do if I want a career in the Power Platform? What would you recommend?
So I would recommend that, start with any of the components and just try to get a hands-on experience on it, because the more you will practice, the more you'll learn about the concepts. And specifically for MVP, I always think, and this is like my personal thing I followed also, I was not targeting for the award directly, but this came as a gift to me because I was following my interest towards the platform and trying to work on my own skills. Because if I remember, like, 3 years ago, I would have a stage fear. I would have, talking to other people's fear. So many things were there. But when I started focusing on myself and my skills, everything, started to reduce. All these fears started to vanish easily. And that, after doing all those things and, working for the community, it really excites me. Like, we have a user group, which is Hyderabad Power Apps and Power Automate user group. So, working as part of it, and so we usually do like monthly sessions there. So basically those activities keep me motivated on the different things which are coming on the platform. So even my suggestion would be, if you're targeting for MVP award, start working on yourself first and then try growing on the Power Platform, and it will come through your way. So
I like it. Good advice. Okay, I always like to finish off my show with a few random questions. And these are about life, not really about what we do in IT. Now, if there's a question that you don't want to answer, you're gonna say pass. Okay. First thing that comes to mind, if you could visit any place in the world, where would you like to go to?
London.
London, nice. What's the top three things on your bucket list? Top three things you'd like to do before you die?
Skydiving, eating a lot of food without getting fat, and go on a solo trip.
What was the last one?
Go on a solo trip. like alone.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Dog person. I have a dog and like she's 4 years old and she's really huge. Like she's...
What's her name?
Her name is Lusu and she's an English Mastiff. So she's like taller than me, I would say.
I love it. I love it. What's your favorite board game?
Ludo.
Nice. Would you rather give up your smartphone or your computer?
Smartphone.
Wow, interesting. And how did you meet your best friend?
In college. So she was living next to my room. So there we started bonding and she's my best friend.
That is awesome. I love it. Ritika, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark, for inviting me. And I really enjoyed talking to you.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, also known as the NZ365 guy. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode. Maybe you could share it with others that might find it beneficial. Otherwise, stay safe out there and see you next time. Before you go, a quick reminder that the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge kicks off on the 1st of April. Every cohort, I hear people say that surely this group has been the best one ever. The true magic of the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge is the connections formed between a group of people who are committed to learning with and from each other. Will you be part of the best cohort yet? Use the code PODCAST for 10% off at checkout. Visit ako.nz365guy.com to see a detailed curriculum and hear what past participants have to say about the challenge. I can't wait to help you discover the unique value you bring to the community and just how far you can take your career.